Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome everyone to the top 10 exclusive nasheed tonight with our beloved brother Zain Bika joining us from South Africa. And we have Sheikh Abdullah, one of the songwriters, also joining us tonight. We have a special program. I hope everyone is doing well. Tell me how you guys are doing here in the United States. It's the 27th night of Ramadan. How do you feel? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon our sins, to uplift us. What a great way to start off our program tonight with someone whose songs, whose voice is inseparable from the love of the Quran, the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seerah. Our memories with Ustad Zain Bika, Brother Zain Bika, is just every time you think about the mountains of Mecca, the orphan child. And those words, the lyrics, his voice, always softens us. So I want to welcome everyone. If you're joining us, let us know where you're joining us from. We have people from California. And inshallah, like this, our guests will also appreciate where our guests are, where the audience is joining us, inshallah, from. Brothers and sisters, I just don't have words tonight. I'm so excited to bring on Ustad Zain Bika and Sheikh Abdullah. I bring them on both together. They're both joining us. It's my first time getting to know Sheikh Abdullah. Mufti Abdul Wahab knows him very well. So I'm gonna introduce myself first time to him. He's gonna introduce himself to me. It's gonna be a little awkward, but you know, it is what it is. We gotta get introduced. So let me bring on dear brother Zain Bika first, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, my dear brother. Jazakallah khair once again for having me on your program. It's really an honor for me, alhamdulillah.
We are so honored. We're so blessed that you always accept our invitation. You're so generous with your time. And the fact that it is morning there, I'm so happy.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. It's really strange because South Africa, we are day behind in terms of the number of days in Ramadan. So we only, inshallah, having our 27th night this evening. And it's early morning just after suhoor and after fajr. So alhamdulillah, it's perfect timing for us.
So if I drink my dud pate, was that getting close?
No. Alhamdulillah, we just prayed fajr, so I think we're good for now.
Alhamdulillah, so you're full.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Ustad Zain, let me bring on brother Abdullah. Ustad Abdullah, Abdullah, who I don't know very well, so you both have to introduce him to me and also the audience, inshallah. I apologize for the lack of education on the Shaykh.
Not at all, alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Sheikh Abdullah?
Alhamdulillah, I'm blessed. Thank you for having me.
Alhamdulillah, I saw your face on the flyer. I said, man, this guy looks good. He's joining us tonight. Man, we're going to have a great time today.
Inshallah. And in fact, you know, the interesting thing is, this is the first time I'm actually seeing Brother Zain live video in an interaction. I've spoken to him on the phone, but did you realize we haven't actually...
I thought the same thing when I saw you on the screen. I was like, subhanallah, we should have had more video calls over these last few years.
Amazing. Launch. We're blessed to meet each other in one sense for the first time too.
Subhanallah, that's quite amazing.
And in America, this is the 27th night in Ramadan. And we're meeting for the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The love of Islam. I mean, there's no meeting better than that, you know. Allah says that my love is showers upon those people who meet the sake of Allah in the apartment. So Sheikh Abdullah, welcome. And Imam and Ustad, I mean, beautiful artist Zain Bika, who's, I think your songs are not just inspiration for the youth and the laymen and women, but also for scholars. I can't lie to you. I've made a speech after your song. Like, I literally give a khutbah for one of your songs. You know that the Hasbunallah wa Ni'mal Wakeel, I'm Not Alone? That song, it just gave me a different perspective of that position that you were sharing. So, Sheikh Abdullah, please introduce yourself a little bit. I don't know you enough. Mufti Bohab is the host and he's coming a little late. So please tell us more about you. Where are you? How many children do you have? Where are you working? What's going on?
Okay, Bismillah. I'm from Canada, Toronto, Canada, originally. And I accepted Islam in 2001 at the age of 18 years. So alhamdulillah, actually, you know something? It's right now, it's probably around my 20th anniversary as a Muslim, alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, so many things are coming together. And alhamdulillah, I've been abroad since 2005. Most of the time was spent in Jordan studying, alhamdulillah. And otherwise, I've now come to Trinidad and Tobago, where my wife is from, for the past 2 years. We came for maternity purposes, actually, but we were having our sixth and seventh child, alhamdulillah, so we have seven kids, alhamdulillah. And I'm also doing an iftar specialization.
I hope my wife is listening. How many kids do you have?
Am I going to get you in trouble or get her in trouble? Which one?
I don't know, but it's pretty encouraging. Six is seven, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah. And where are you originally from?
You mean, now this is interesting. You mean like, originally like my background, my asal. My parents are from Lucknow. So I'm Lucknowi originally, but Hindu Lucknowese.
So you're a Hindu and then you converted to Islam?
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Wow. Brother Zain, did you know this?
Yeah, you know, I really want to spend time with Abdullah because I know some of his story, but I don't know his whole story. And I find it fascinating, subhanAllah. Sheikh Abdullah, I just checked the emails just before this call, and I was like, when was the first time Abdullah reached out to me? Just to see the kind of timeline. And it was 2018, subhanAllah. You emailed me in 2018. We were introduced by our brother from... who makes the clothing? Anas from Shukr Clothing. And subhanAllah, I kind of delayed the project for 3 years. I apologize for that. But you were patient with me, alhamdulillah.
No, it was perfect. Every delay, you know, over the 13 years that I've been working on this, the one thing now I concluded was that don't let anyone rush you in your projects.
Wow.
People will beg you, push you, even ridicule you. I've had people say, I'm going to steal this project and send it out on the internet without your permission. And, you know, in a friendly way, but don't resist. You just do everything in its own time and Allah will give birth to the projects that have to come out of the servant. And one of those things was waiting patiently until the right person sang this song, which is my brother Zain, alhamdulillah. And so no regret. 2018 to now, alhamdulillah.
Both of you have to introduce this project to us. Because for me, it's new, and I'm not gonna lie to you. I've already heard the song, and it's amazing, amazing. It came out May 6th. Today's May 9th, early morning here in Michigan. It's less than 3 days, over 20,000 views, and you know, I gotta say the lyrics are good, but Brother Zain is looking sharp in that video.
Videography. You should have seen the behind the scenes, because you know my son does our filming. And we were both fasting, and that's a place that my father is a small piece of land in Pretoria in South Africa. And we were both fasting, and then I insisted upon him bringing his biggest camera because I thought I wanted that cinematic view. And he was sort of under his breath, just like mumbling and saying, why did my father bother me carrying this huge camera around? So it was a day of like absolute, you know, we were completely finished by the end of it. It was just me, him and I, and then another youngster who was helping us. So it looks actually nice on camera, but behind the scenes, we were all stressing each other.
No. It looked like Hollywood production. And then the moon hat, it kind of settled so well with the background, the mountains, the hills, the grass, the lush look, and the voice put volume into the whole scene. It was so beautiful. I don't know if you intended it that way, but you got style. You got style then.
Well, I did my best, but I would really love, you know, Sheikh Abdullah, just to give us a inkling, because this is his project, this is his song. It took him so many years to write it. So Bismillah, Sheikh Abdullah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When I don't even know how far to go back, because a journey with the Prophet, I think it begins at the beginning of your being and your existence. But I won't go that far back. What I will say is that, alhamdulillah, throughout my time, when I became a Muslim, the thing that attracted me to Islam and through Islam was the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was the thing that I felt most connected to, you know, in my experience as a Muslim. And when I came to Tarim in Yemen in 2005 to study Arabic, I didn't understand Arabic at the time. And I heard people singing the Burda. And in the Burda, you know, it's a beauty. You can tell everyone's into it. The entire society is celebrating this song about the Prophet ﷺ, and it's and at the same time, I was under these kind of like, you know, opinions that you cannot sing, or that you cannot celebrate the life of the Prophet ﷺ, and that's kind of like the opinion that I went into Tareem with. It was not really the right place to be there with that opinion, you know, where from the masjid they're broadcasting the salawat and stuff like that. And at the same time, from my background, I was a musician, you know, with tabla and guitar and singing and stuff like that. So all this kind of, there's a lot of pressure, conflicting things in my mind. And that really opened up my heart, my experience there, to this idea of expressing prophetic love. It's like, you know, you love somebody, but you don't know how you can express it in this deen. And then you see people who embody prophetic love and they walk it and they live it. And shortly after that experience, I had heard a tune in Yemen when I was at, before I left, and that became the melody for the Sira song. And I, up to now, I haven't been able to trace back where was that, how was that. It was just a gathering. A tune came into my mind and into my ears. And then in Jordan in 2007, I went through a very lonely period in my studies and in my life. And these words just started coming, and I just... The Prophet ﷺ was my company, and it was, I can't explain it in any other way, but I just felt very moved. I think I was like on the ground and I was just writing, and I said, I'm going to write a song and a poem. And I thought the Burda was a seerah. It's not seerah, it's actually a panegyric. I mean, it's a praise poem. So I thought it was a seerah. So I said, I don't know, I don't understand it, you know, but I'm going to do a seerah in English. So I started writing from that point, and then just, you know, kept on going and going and going, and then whatever came, and then worked over the years to refine that over 12 years, and adding in different things as I was learning and studying and taking from different scholars their insight about who the Prophet ﷺ was. And as I studied his life, as I got to teach Sirah, alhamdulillah, then trying to put that inside this and make it into a matan, so like a knowledge primer, but something that is a poem and that reflects my musical affinity from the past, and really ask ourselves, why in the English language do we not have as many poems that can be used as teaching tools, but really tools for love, through love. And this is the entire thing about, it's about our English, you know, we're English speakers. Even if I learned Arabic or my parents speak Hindi or Urdu, I think in English, you know, and I sing in English. And this for me was very important. So it became really a journey of love. Like, how do I express this love about the Prophet ﷺ at the same time as talking about his life and from a unique perspective? Because I tried to deal with the past, present, and future of the Prophet ﷺ. Maybe I can talk about that a little bit later. But and that's kind of how the beginning of it came out.
Subhanallah. Ustad Zain, what was your experience when he first reached out to you about this poem? How did you internalize it? What was your vision with it?
Well, subhanAllah, you know, I was, as I mentioned in the promo clip, you know, I do get a lot of emails, you know, from people saying that they've got a song, etc. But as I mentioned in the promo clip, the moment I saw this, I knew that this was really unique, because there's so many multiple layers of what Abdullah wrote, subhanAllah, what Sheikh Abdullah wrote. Firstly, that it covers, you know, all the important aspects of the Prophet's life. So the content was so rich. The second thing, it was all done in a very beautiful rhyming manner. But when I spoke to Sheikh Abdullah and he gave me the melody and he sent me some video clips of him singing and reciting it, and then also his family, I realized that what he did was that he made sure that every single word or every single syllable was on a sort of a to time in the melody. So, and this is important, because, you know, when we write songs as singers, we have a melody and we have a tempo, but of course we adapt the lyrics within that melody. Sometimes we stretch a word, sometimes we cut it short, but this was not like that. It was actually every single syllable landed on a timing. And the reason why this was important to Sheikh Abdullah was that anybody can sing this song. Anybody, wow, in their homes, if they know the rhythm, they could just sing it. They don't have to learn, you know, very so many nuances in the melody. And I thought this was so beautiful, because it's encouraging others. It's a salawat, it's a recitation, it's something in praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we're sending salawat to the Prophet. So it will be easier to recite it as a collective, and that's what I found so beautiful. And then of course it's just so emotional, taking you on a journey. The hard part for me as a singer is to do it justice, and that's why I think it scared me at first when I saw it. I was like, okay, I have to do this thing justice. And subhanAllah, last year was the right time that I was in a space to be able to do that. And it took us a few months together, Sheikh Abdullah and I, we managed to piece things together. But subhanAllah, every time I listen to it, I really am moved. You know, you feel that warmth in your heart, for the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you brought to tears so many moments in the song. As I said, it's strange because my voice is on there, but I feel it. I'm not a part of it at all. Like, it's just... Subhanallah, Sheikh Abdullah, in the last few lines of the Sirah song, he says, you know, we should not think that by these words the Prophet has been praised, because rather it's through his blessed mention that our words have been raised. And that I think is so poignant, because I think the entire project has become a blessing and a barakah, because it's about the greatest of humankind, subhanAllah.
Ustaz Zain, you already touched on the point that wasn't asked you and Sheikh Abdullah. Where was it? How many times was it in this project that you guys broke down in tears, singing or writing this poem? And one of you guys, any one of you can answer this question.
Sheikh Abdullah.
Bismillah, you're my elder.
Well, no, I think every time, so many times in the studio. And it's strange because I was in Cape Town. I'm in Cape Town, so I don't have, my main studio is in Johannesburg. So when I attempted to try to do it, just to create the architecture of the song, I was alone here, and you know, I normally have a sound engineer and the tools. So I had to start piecing it together, and Sheikh Abdullah didn't make it easy because the song has tempo changes. It has different moments when it slows down and it's, you know, it's sort of quiet, especially during, you know, the time of the first revelation. Then of course in the time of the Prophet going to Medina, and then the time of the Prophet passing away. So it was very interesting to put together. So it took me like maybe just 2 days just to create a demo, which normally will take a few hours. But every single time I listen to it, even when I'm alone driving in the car, really you can't help but just tear up, just because you just feel that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I don't know how many times I've cried. Subhanallah.
I mean, that is testimony of your love, Brother Zain. That's why your poems, not only do they touch the ears, but they go down deep to the heart. And that's what's so special. Abdullah, tell us the secrets of this poem. How many times you said you fell on the ground, you wept, and you saw scholars in Yemen who embodied the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jordan, and this background where you converted from Hindu into Islam, how your love and affection of the Prophet just expanded. Can you break that down for us?
Well, alhamdulillah, one of the things I could say, as Brother Zain said, that you don't feel you're in the project. It's something that, you know, he quoted the right lines. In fact, these are the exact lines that I was saying in my mind, and then he quoted it. So I'm happy that our hearts are on the same page, that we shouldn't think that this is a sign of our devotion to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a sign of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's devotion to us and his entire ummah.
Allah.
Because even when a light, when it shines, if it's bright, even a dirty, dusty mirror will reflect back some of that light.
Wow.
And so if anything that comes from the pen or the voice of any of us about him sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beautiful, it's only hid the Jamal al-Muhammadi that is, we're just blessed to get a little bit of. Like, who am I? You know, who am I really? Who are we to be able to say we have praised him? No. It is the complete fadl and generosity and largesse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he allowed us to get some of that Muhammadan light into our lives. And this is just like a little bit of an echo or a reverb of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has, you know, has showered us with, in the sense of what he did, his life, his mission, his message. So that's how I feel about it. And I don't think it's something that I can say claim for myself. I just say, oh Allah, you know, let me listen to it and let me take what is good from it. And the mistakes are mine. There are mistakes in it. Like, no matter how Imam Shafi, you know, as you know, he reviewed Al-Umm 40 times and finally he said, the only book that doesn't have mistakes is the Kitabullah, you know? And so there are many things. I'm sure Brother Zane will say as well, yeah, we could have done this and go back, and how many words that I wish I could have tinkered with. And so in the end, those mistakes are ours. And whatever is good from it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one thing that comes through is that when you sing about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or you speak about him, it is the beauty that he embodied that we are just trying to share a glimpse of. And if we can be part of that motion, that movement, that flow, it is just a big blessing for us. And that's how I see it. Pure blessing.
MashaAllah. I mean, both of you brothers kind of just synergize together. You know, Sheikh Abdullah, our artist, Brother Zain Bika, and the line that our brother Zain has been speaking about, "Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bi maqalati, walakin madahtu maqalati bi Muhammadan." If our poems don't beautify the beauty of the Prophet, it's a word that is put into the poem that intensifies the beauty of the poem. And it's been the culture of even the Sahaba that when they would listen to poems, they would cry. And when they would walk, and in the city of Medina, a woman says a poem of the Prophet, post the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where she says, "Ala Muhammadin salatul abrar, salla alayhi tayyibun al-akhyar, qad kunta qawwaman bakiyan bil ashar, ya layta sha'ri wal manaya atwaru, hal tajma'uni wa habibi ad-dar." Umar radiallahu anhu hears this poem of this woman saying, "Oh Allah, I think about the days when the Prophet's community would cry at night, and the beauty of the Prophet sending salutations on him." Umar radiallahu anhu knocks on the door and she says, "Who is this?" This is Umar. So the lady, you know, being the woman she was, she's like, "What does Umar have to do with me at this late hour? And what did I do wrong? What crime did I make?" She says, "No, please include me in this poem too when you ask Allah to join you with the Prophet." Umar wept and he begged the lady to be part of that poem. So these poems were the touching points of Khalifa like Umar bin Khattab. And now both of you together have, as my children were listening to the poem, because I teach the Seerah Intensive every year. You were, Zain, Brother Zain, you joined our Seerah Intensive. There were 7 days, 7 hours a day in the winter semester. And you joined us as an artist. It was so beautiful. People were crying when you sang. In that expression of love, where children can now learn it through poetry, and hearing, Brother Zain and Sheikh Abdullah, I'm just jealous. You know why? Because we have to speak for hours for someone to learn about the Prophet. And in 5 minutes, you told them about Halima, you told them about the suckling, you told them about the father passing away. Like, and they, not only did they learn it, they want to hear it again. They want to hear it again. And that is beautiful. I really don't want to talk anymore. I want you guys to just sing to us now so we can tell us what's going on.
Yeah, no, I think on that point, it's such an interesting thing because you're right. You know, poetry and song is a wonderful way to inspire our youth, especially, and young people, because it's something, and that's why I think was the big motivation behind Sheikh Abdullah writing it as a poem, as a song, because it allows people to sing along, it allows people to learn, and young people pick up on it so easily. But I think Yain is also a great lesson for us. For me, as you know, as a singer, as a songwriter, there's so many people around the world who are singing songs based on our faith, based on Islam, and in praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, in of course telling his seerah, telling his story, but also in praise of Allah. And I think this is a lesson not just for me, but for aspiring people who want to use this medium, is that it's also so easy to get sidetracked by the popularity of something like this that we make it our own.
Oh wow!
Subhanallah. But it's not the case at all, because Allah has placed a natural fitrah within us to search for Him, for our Creator, from where we all originated, who created us. So we have a natural, every human being has a natural fitrah towards us. And then, as Muslims, we all have such, sort of immersed love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all love Him. So literally, it could be any voice, any of us, as you said, any person reciting a poem, and it will affect our hearts because the love is already there. So it's such a warning to us that we should, as Sheikh Abdullah said earlier, we should not feel that any of this is off from us. It's really, subhanAllah, already the love in the hearts of the listeners that already are there for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in search for our Creator, that anything that reminds us of that will bring us closer and make us love it even more. So it's really not about, you know, the person who really delivers anything.
Oh, Sheikh Abdullah and Brother Zain, now the crowd that's listening, we have over 1,000 people, they're being teased. Like, what is this? Like, it's like showing them the ice cream with the cookie dough and then saying, "Oh, sorry, you're fasting." You know, I'm sorry, you're fasting. So we're not fasting from this poem. We want to hear this poem, and we want to hear both of you guys or something background. So you guys lead us through this, and please bless us.
So Sheikh Abdullah, do you want to maybe recite a little bit before me, or?
No. My break our fast, Bismillah. I'm thirsty and I'm hungry to hear your voice, because this is also going to be the first time. I mean, we talked over WhatsApp messages and back and forth and text, but it's an honor for me as well to hear from your voice for the first time.
Bismillah. I mean, is this the first time you're doing this poem live?
First time we're doing it together live. First time we're seeing each other live. And first time I'm hearing this poem live from my brother. So he was the answer to a dua I made.
I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm just so blessed to be with you guys.
Sheikh Abdullah, can you just maybe expand on that? Because I'm really intrigued. You know, you could have really approached anybody. There's so many, people who've got beautiful voices and way, way better than mine, or even better talent. So yeah. I'm really keen to know, you know, what, and as I said, you know, from 2018, and I only started on the project last year. So it was so 2 years, literally, where you just, you know, you just really had to follow up with me every time. So I'm really interested to know what the story behind that was.
Okay, I'll tell you. So you see, SubhanAllah, there's a lot of conversation going on here between me and him, right? It's like two brothers who long lost. We're catching up now.
I mean, this is the best way. This is the best way.
You guys are going to just get to listen to a lot of first-time stuff. Basically, you know, I'll just say a few things. Like, alhamdulillah, nasheeds in the beginning of my Islam were very, very important to me, and they were formulative and formative. And Brother Zain was a big part of that. Well, before I became Muslim at university, actually, I had heard Dawood Hornsby singing in the university in Islam Awareness Week as I was walking through. And he was singing a beautiful song called "Why Are the Drums So Silent?" And I'm walking through, you know, with my, you know, just a distracted teenager, you know, and I just hear a guy singing, and I'm just like, what's this guy singing for? And there's a bunch of Muslim people around, like, why are brown people watching this white guy singing about, you know, Islam? Like, you know, so I was like, why are the drums so silent? So in my mind, I had all these misconceptions, what's going on? And his voice just really touched me. So I asked him for his card to ask him more questions about Islam. When I got onto him, I didn't follow up, actually. It just happened that I didn't get to follow up with him. But I fell in love with Dawood Hornsby's nasheeds. And then he worked with Brother Zain on some things, and both of them were kind of in the early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s. They had done a lot in the nasheed field. I mean, Brother Zain is a pioneer. And so I got onto Brother Zain's nasheeds, especially, you know, Mountain of Mecca came a bit later. You know, the one about Yusuf alayhi salam. There's one of them about Yusuf alayhi salam that was very, very nice. There was one, the orphan child. There were so many nice nasheeds. And anyways, then years passed, and then around a couple of years ago, I was like, okay, I like singing, but I'm not a professional singer, right? I sing in the shower, you know, I used to, I should say, you know, or I sing with my kids, but I'm not the one to bring this song out to the world. I wrote it, alhamdulillah, by Allah's grace, but I said, oh Allah, you know, I made a dua. I said, oh Allah, find the voice, bring the voice to me to carry this out to the world. Wow. And make it someone who loves your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and who has done khidmah for his message through his voice, and someone who has stayed to only serve that message and has not gone outside of that.
Wow!
I didn't want a pop singer who also sings. I'm not saying to have a problem with that, but I'm saying for this purpose, I wanted someone who will only sing about Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those things.
Someone that has the sweet voice and also the beautiful heart. That's someone.
That's what I wanted. Someone who's connected inside. And only that I wanted to be the vehicle for this. Because in any work that we do for Allah, we want everything to be, if we want it to be really with tawfiq, we said, oh Allah, you know, I'm the dirty one in this, but at least let me carry it through someone who is better than me and who has that love. And whoever touches this project, I said, oh Allah, bring it, you know, make it people who love you and you love them. And they love Rasulullah. So even what we're going through right now, I'm really happy that we're able to send it through Miftah Institute, you know. And so, for example, then at that point, that dua was made. And then I asked some friends you know, just different people connected in different places. You guys know any Nasheed singers? Because I've been in Jordan for 12 years. I'm disconnected from society, basically. You know, I don't have contact with anyone. And I thought, okay, let me get it to Brother Dawood. Let me get it to so-and-so. Then I said, like, but really, how many people are there that will, I don't know, fit my criteria? I didn't know. So then Brother Anas Silwood from Shukr, may Allah bless him, he was my neighbor back in Jordan. He said, you know, I've got Brother Zain as a contact, you know, through Shukr clothing. And he said, yeah, I can link you up with him. I said, yes, please. Like, you know, because I said, Brother Zain is Zain Vika is like, wow, somebody I used to listen to. And somebody, I raised my kids on Nasheeds, you know. And that was where I got in touch with him, sent an email. He sent back the email very quickly. And then I knew that, you know, he's a busy person. So I understood that I would have to, you know, persist a little bit. Because many people probably reach out. And I just tried to persist. And then everything in its perfect time. Because changes were still happening to the song right up until he was doing the master, the demo master. We were still like tinkering with words and how should I do it and stuff. So everything happened in the best of times, in the right time. And that was, I don't even know where I'm supposed to start, but you were the answer to my dua, Brother Zain.
I mean, Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah khair. Okay, so it is early morning. It's just, so please excuse the voice. I'll do my best. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So I'll just sing it a cappella. Maybe I'll add the diff a little later, inshallah. So this is the Sirah song, maybe it's just a shortened version, if that's okay, Sheikh Abdullah. Bismillah. In the name of the most merciful for whom these words are said, we recount the noble Sirah of his prophet Muhammad. As Allah and all his angels send blessings on the Nabi, O believers, pray for peace and blessings on him faithfully. الصلاة والسلام على النبي رسول الله 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 بسم الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله عليه الصلاة الله It had been 600 years since the earth had seen a guide from the time of the Messiah who had not been crucified. But before he was raised up to Bani Israel, he said, After me will come a messenger whose name will be Ahmed. In the centuries that followed, humankind had gone astray from the message of the prophets and the pure and natural way. They had turned to man-made idols filled with ignorance and pride, taking gods besides Allah so that his oneness was denied. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadu Rasulullah, alayhi salatullah. All the weak ones were oppressed and many wrongs were seen as right. In the darkness mankind wandered till Allah would send his light. On a blessed day in springtime in the year called Amalfil, in the desert town of Mecca was to come the final seal. Abdullah the prophet's father never lived to see his son. Amina was honored by Allah to bear the chosen one. Praised in heaven and on earth, he graced the world that Monday morn. Allah's mercy filled the universe when Muhammad was born. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadu Rasulullah, alayhi salatullah. As an infant he was suckled by Halima after birth, turned away by other witnesses who did not know his worth. Angels bathed his heart in zamzam and replaced it in his chest. Those around him knew this blessed child was different from the rest.
rest. Raised by Uncle Abu Talib after both his parents died. Though an orphan in his early years, Allah was by his side. He protected him and saved him from the evil and obscene. So trustworthy was he known to be. They called him Al-Amin. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alayhi salatullah. Till one night there came upon him revelation from Allah. Jibreel appeared before him as his heart was filled with awe. Then enveloped by the angel, he was squeezed for breath, he fought. When the angel said, recite, all he replied was, I cannot. On the third time he was squeezed, he asked, what shall I then recite? And Allah's eternal words came down, revealed to man that night. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, alayhi salatullah. As the Prophet left the cave distressed for home, he made a start. There he found his wife Khadija, her support consoled his heart. Jibreel would come to him with revelation crystal clear. As Allah's beloved messenger, he had nothing to fear. So first quietly, then openly, the Prophet made his call that the people leave their pagan ways and witness one and all that there's no God but Allah, and by his will alone I speak. He alone is whom we worship, and from him all aid we seek. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, alayhi salatu. He would call the people to Allah and day and night implore, if you love Allah, then follow me, he'll love you even more. Once the pagans threw some waste on him as he bowed down in prayer. They were laughing while his daughter cried, but he did not despair. For Allah is with those people who put all their trust in him, and the Lord was with his prophet, peace and blessings be on him. One by one the hearts began to turn towards the guiding light, as Islam rescued the downtrodden and gave to them their right. Though Bilal was tortured in the sun, Sumayya put to death, still they held tight to their faith, and they would say till their last breath, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, alayhi salatullah. After losing wife and uncle and the boycott of his clan, after Ta'if where they stoned him came a gift from Ar-Rahman. As he lay asleep beside the noble Kaaba in the night, he was taken by the angel and then taken up in flight. Riding on Buraq, he made the journey that is called Isra, to the city of Jerusalem, to Masjid al-Aqsa. There he led the prophets in a prayer and chose milk over wine, then ascended to the heaven for a tryst with the divine. Raised beyond the seven skies, so many wondrous sights he saw, till he crossed the furthest low tree for his discourse with Allah. Sent back on that very night, he brought a gift for his ummah. On the next day, Muslims stood with him to pray their first salah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, alayhi salatullah.
So that's just a short, abridged version. Sorry, I kind of messed up here and there, Sheikh Abdul.
No, forgive me.
But I, you know, subhanAllah, this whole, you know, project, this whole poem of 25 minutes long just continues and continues. And as Sheikh Abdullah said, it covers most of the important things that us and our children and our families can learn, but also we can recite collectively and praise, you know, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and send peace and blessings upon him. So I really hope and pray that this project and the vision that Sheikh Abdullah has of having it as a, as an, you know, as a salawat that we can do collectively in our masajid, in our homes, comes to fruition, inshallah, with the entire sort of project tools that he wants to put together. And maybe he can, inshallah, tell us a bit more about that as well.
First, I would like to have everyone who's listening to say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Send salutations on the beloved. Number two, I want everyone to say MashaAllah, or say Takbir, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah.
That was exceptionally beautiful. And then number three, I want all of us to share this new song that was written by Sheikh Abdullah and also sang by Brother Zainbika. Let the world sing the beauty of the Prophet. Let the non-Muslims know how beautiful he was. And sometimes someone might be hesitant to listen to a lecture of the Prophet, but a song about the Prophet, and it caught Sheikh Abdullah his ears when Dawood Wornsby first sang. And now there are so many people who are just like Sheikh Abdullah, who are interested, but they don't know where and when to find the interest. And this song is one of those songs that exemplifies the beautiful character and life of the Prophet. May Allah reward both of you. And may the name of Muhammad shine all across the world to the Day of Judgment. And may you both get rewarded for this such a great project. Jazakumullah khair. Sorry, go ahead now. You had a question.
Sorry? No.
Brother Zainbika had a question for Sheikh Abdullah.
So just in terms of, you know, maybe just explaining to the listeners and the viewers just about, you know, the entire scope of the project beyond just the song, but inshallah, you know, that all the tools that you have as part of your vision.
Yeah, okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, so the song, as we know itself, serves a multi-purpose, right? You have the educational aspect of being a primer with knowledge points inside it. There are about 40 plus pages of Arabic footnotes, more than 100 Quran hadith references, poetic references inside it that are embedded into it. But it's something that can be taught to children, like to be memorized by children and sung as a you know, like almost like a performance or like a devotional piece. And then you can teach it at the youth halaqa level, and you can teach it at the level of adults and even the scholarly level. You know, the first person who studied the Seerah song with me was non-Muslim, and he accepted Islam midway through the song, alhamdulillah.
Wow, wow.
This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this, he was just changed over the nights that we sat. He's a beautiful brother. And we've also, you know, so different levels can be adjusted up and down because it's a song. You can teach it to kids, teach it to adults. And so that itself, then it can also not only just a knowledge poem, like a didactic poem, but then you've also got it as a devotional piece. So in a group, in a gathering, you know, when the family is just sitting around, you say, oh, it's before iftar, you know, bismillah, let's do some salawat, let's do a chapter of the Seerah song. Just like how in many other cultures, you say, let's sing a chapter of the Burda. You know, let's sing a naat, let's sing a qasida. You know, like bismillah, let's sing it. And so the whole point is to get people singing it devotionally, get people doing it in groups, get people teaching it, get people talking about it, and to be able, like somebody says, okay, tell me about your Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You can just say, oh, I knew this from when I was a kid. Okay, I can say this. You know, when somebody asks you a simple question, and to put positive inputs into the hearts of our children and every single adult, that you have a positive experience with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if anything comes from outside, and you know there's so many dark doubts that are out there, you know, lies and these things and whatever, nobody can misunderstand. They know who the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is, like, better than you know, and I know who our mothers and our fathers are. We love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than that. And if we know about his life, then nothing can shake our iman, nothing can cause any doubt, and this is what we want for our children, our generations, all the people. And so that is one aspect of the song itself. And then how to bring that out to people and to nurture that is through, first of all, a line of books. So you've got an adult book, you know, a book for adults with a handbook with full footnotes, inshallah, a commentary book, a simple commentary that people can read on their own. So you read something every night, you know, before you go to bed, you read something about the Prophet, you go to sleep, you know, like that. Then you've got a children's illustrated book. So it can be put on the level of a commentary, inshallah, but also on the level of just a simple children's illustrated book that parents can read with their children before they go to bed or something like that. And that becomes like their go-to thing. And then from there, you've got like e-learning courses to, you know, if this can be made into a 15-week course, and it has been taught as a 15-week course before. And from there, we've got other projects such as a curriculum. So let's ask ourselves, like all the maktabs and the Sunday schools and the halaqas and the Islamic schools and the homeschoolers, which, you know, ever since the pandemic has just, you know, blossomed, the homeschooling, you could say, field. You know, is it easy for people to teach seerah? They're always asking me, you know, what are the books in English? What are the things I should teach? What are the and I say, I'm coming into this, returning to civilization. I don't know the English books. But the hope is the seerah song can be made into a curriculum. And that's the current stage that we're at, trying to develop and fund. A teacher's guide. So not only a teacher, but a parent can pick it up and say, I myself want to teach my kid, my child the seerah. And I will know now with Brother Zane's recording, with the lyrics, with this guide, here's how we can teach everyone basic seerah in the world. Just like basic literacy, we need to have prophetic literacy as well. And then from there, you know, go into it. An app, inshallah. I mean, there's so many things that we have, retreats, concerts, moving intensives, and even like an animated video. Because like, for example, as we've come back from Jordan, we never had TV there, you know, and my kids didn't even know what a movie was. Now they have exposure to all these things. And I realized, subhanAllah, they're exposed to so many things on YouTube, on television, on Netflix. Why don't we have, for example, the seerah song into an animated video? You know, that it might, my little babies, they know Baby Shark very well. You know, there's billions of views for Baby Shark. What about our things that, you know, before our child is 3 years old, that they just know the whole seerah? And this is what Muslim civilizations used to do. I have a teacher from Mauritania who memorized Qurat al-Absar. When I studied it with him, he had memorized the entire poem. And so I said, okay, mashallah, you know, you studied the poem and you memorized it. He said, no, I never actually formally memorized it. I said, how come you're finishing every line? It's high-level Arabic. He said, I used to hear other kids memorizing it in our mahdara, in our Islamic madrasa system in Mauritania. And just like that, I grew up in that environment, I memorized the whole poem. And we're talking about, you know, many, many lines of a poem. This is a very short, 151 lines. It's 24 minutes, but it's short for Arabic. They have Alfiya, 1,000-line poem on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So at least this, we need to put into the hearts of everyone. Like we know 1+1, ABC, prophetic literacy is very important. Just like we learn our surahs of the Quran, as one of the Sahaba said, or one of the Tabi'in said, we used to learn the Maghazi of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his life expeditions and stories, like they used to teach us the surahs of the Quran. So this is the hope, inshallah.
Ustaz Zain, I am about to like erupt out of excitement because I thought the poem was just the beginning and the ending, but I'm now in the community is listening. The poem is not just the beginning, but also has this expanded journey into curriculum development and the vision. And that's what I like when scholars and artists put together their talent. It doesn't just become an art, but it also becomes a learning material. And now you're in that vision, both of you guys kind of like the perfect puzzle, mashallah. And when can I, because now you've already kind of teased us with this whole curriculum. So what material is available? And this seerah song, what part of it is on YouTube? And when will the whole song be on YouTube? Or is it already available on YouTube? What's the timeline of what's happening right here?
So I can speak really from the song production. Alhamdulillah, that's done, and we've launched part one because it's long. We wanted to just do it in parts. So inshallah, this coming week actually on Eid Day, the entire seerah song will be available on all digital platforms like Apple Music or Google Play or Spotify or, you know, and YouTube as well. So the entire
Brother Zain, so we were the first people to hear the extended version from part one.
Yeah, exactly, wow. Exactly. So wow, alhamdulillah, it's. Barakallah. So inshallah, I think in a few days' time, people will be able to access the seerah song. But I really admire Sheikh Abdullah because from the very beginning, there was always this greater vision for the project. It wasn't just about this and limiting it, but it was. And I mean, I'm a father as well. I've got kids. I can't stress enough the importance of us providing something that, and it's also in the medium of English because that's what, you know, we speak and that's what the kids know and that's what's appealing to them and that's what's easy for them to learn, subhanAllah. So I think that the fact that we've got it in English is available. But in terms of the rest of the tools, Sheikh Abdullah has been raising funds during this Ramadan for the Seerah Song Project as a holistic thing. And inshallah, alhamdulillah, so many people around the world have, again, just the barakah of the project, have contributed. And I think inshallah there'll be enough funds then to fulfill the vision that Sheikh Abdullah has, multiple facets of it, from the books to the website to the app to the children's books to, you know, whatever tools we need to really maximize the importance of bringing the seerah to our homes, inshallah.
Number one, Sheikh Abdullah, this project will, inshallah, not have any hurdles, because it's for the right cause and it's for the right vision with the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And before I go ahead, I want to invite my younger brother, Mufti Abdul Rahman, onto the screen. Mufti Saab, this is Sheikh Abdullah. This is, you know, Brother Zain Bika, a legend to the Ummah, and what a gift he is. And so I want to invite Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab is a Mufti, but sometimes he gets excited and he tries to sing some of Zain Bika's songs. And that's where I think he loses his Mufti title.
Oh, man. Brother Zain, he introduced me as his brother, but I'm his punching bag.
So, assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab. So nice to see you again, mashallah.
And I was not going to come on, but my brother said he's going to pay me if I come on. So
I said, I will pay you if you sing with Brother Zain Bika, and we'll see how bad you sing.
No. Alhamdulillah. It's all good. Alhamdulillah.
And Jazakallah khair for bringing me on. I mean, I was just coming just because my brother wanted me to come on, and I heard your project. I want to say one thing that's for sure, Sheikh Abdullah, that if you're not going to have any financial hurdles, inshallah. Everyone who's watching here today, they're going to support, inshallah. And my brother, Sheikh Abdullah, is the master plugger for fundraising. You just, if you see him on your side, he will throw it, like he's going to write checks for you himself. So you have, if you have, inshallah, so you don't have to, he's going to put it out. And everyone watching knows how it doesn't matter, rain, snow or fall, he's plugging in Miftah Sustainer every single day. And I get embarrassed sometimes. So, but he's good at it. MashaAllah, people love him. And, you know, if he believes in something, inshallah, this could be our Miftah project. We would love to do something like this. My brother is doing Seerah intensive for so many years. I believe he's one of the few, not because he's my brother, but one of the few scholars who are very, he's very well versed with Seerah. He enjoys it. He reads so much. I know him behind the scenes, how many books he's reading, notes he's taking, his handwriting is terrible. He's still doing it. And he's, I don't know how he reads that when he's presenting, but he does a week-long Seerah intensive. Many of us who are on today benefit from them. So I think, inshallah, we will together ta'awun al-bir wa taqwa, and it'll be great, inshallah. Inshallah.
Inshallah. You know, I'm going to have to leave in a few minutes, and Mufti Abdul Rahman will have to conclude. But before I leave, Sheikh Abdullah, I was requesting Ustaz Zain Bika, just to soften my heart. I'm just being selfish here. As the Seerah project goes, can you ask him, can we all ask Ustaz Zain Bika to sing Mountains of Makkah? And like, you know, can you ask him? Because I think he likes you for all the
No, inshallah. Okay, Sheikh Abdullah doesn't have to ask. I'll sing it. But, you know, this project, and if I think about the barakah in the song Mountains of Makkah, it's so strange because wherever I go, even if I look at like the people who help me at the studio, when they send me like stats on like songs and things, and I think subhanAllah, like Mountains of Makkah, I wrote like almost like 15, 16 years ago.
Why hold on. Why are you acting like you're old? You're not old, huh? You're a young guy.
No, like what I mean is like, I think that I've written so many other songs after that, but you know, people go back to that. But again, it shows the barakah of a moment that, alhamdulillah, I was on Hajj and I was really truly inspired, and that's really the barakah that I feel, inshallah, in this project, that it may be the thing, the deed that we are a part of that, inshallah, may tip our scales on the day that matters most, inshallah. So may Allah shower us with mercy and give us barakah in this project. Bismillah. Oh, mountains of Mecca, what can you say?
of the day that Abraham passed your way, and he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people pray, and they will come on every lean, camel and out of every ravine, for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah. O mountains of Mecca, what can you tell of the day that stones from the sky fell, destroying an army determined to break the house of Allah that Abraham built? O mountains of Mecca, how was the dawn on the day that my prophet Muhammad was born? How did it feel knowing he was to be the last and most beloved of all, Rasul of Allah, Nabi of Allah? O mountains of Mecca, you were there when the Prophet Muhammad climbed down in despair, and engraved in his heart were the words of his Lord to all of mankind. This was his call: La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. O people, praise only Allah, glorify Allah. O mountains of Mecca, how did you mourn on the day that the beloved returned to his Lord? And up till the last breath escaped from his lips, he prayed that his ummah would find success. O mountains of Mecca, how will it feel when the earth shall quake and tremble with fear, and we shall be gathered together to stand in the court of Allah with our deeds at hand? Oh, how we pray that on that day we'll be with those to whom Allah will say, peace be with you, I am pleased with you. O mountains of Mecca, bear witness that I to the oneness of Allah do I testify. For all that he's given me, how can I deny? My purpose in life should be only to cry, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. There is no God but Allah, Muhammad is his messenger.
Jazakallah khair. Thank you so much, everyone. And I really appreciate the time given to me and allowing to share my voice, inshallah.
Well, Zain, I'm going to ask you for one thing to soften our hearts, if you don't mind. I got to ask you for this one. If you can do it for my youngest brother, who passed away, if you can sing, I Remember Your Smile, I would really appreciate that.
Okay, inshallah, let me see if I've got, maybe I can sing it with a little bit of help this time. Otherwise, I can just sing it a cappella, inshallah. Oh, subhanallah, man. Is that your brother?
Yeah.
Oh, subhanallah. May Allah bless him and grant him Jannah, inshallah. It must be such a big loss, you know. And during this this COVID pandemic, really, subhanallah, we've lost so many good people. Even in my close family in this last 12 months, across South Africa, in so many cities, so many people close to me. So we remember them, inshallah, and we pray for them, and we ask Allah to forgive them, inshallah.
Where there's a right, there is no wrong. I always thought we were so strong, but our time just flew right by. There wasn't a chance to say goodbye. I'm so confused, I feel all alone. Deep in my heart, I know Allah has called you home. But yet, your smile still lingers in my mind. And yet, it's so hard, I just break down and cry. I remember your eyes found a way to melt my heart. Most of all, I remember your smile. Sometimes I lie awake at night. The pain in my heart I just can't fight. Why did you have to go away? Yet I know none of us can stay. You'll always be so special to me. In this world, you'll always live as a memory. But yet, your smile still lingers in my mind. And yet, it's so hard, I just break down and cry. I remember your eyes found a way to melt my heart. Most of all, I remember your smile.
Allah. May Allah bless him, inshallah, and grant him Jannah.
Zakarullah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, Brother Zain, inshallah, Allah softens our hearts. We will conclude the program tonight, and Allah softens our hearts and makes our hearts. Sometimes one person crying in a gathering could be a means of mercy for 20,000 people sitting there. So that's the most important thing. You know, we were just reading today the tafsir of a person that ma anta bi ni'mat rabbika bi majnoon. You know, that the Prophet was emotionally abused, you know, that he was humiliated, that he was rejected. So he had all this, he was going through all this pressure. One of the first five surahs that was revealed, Allah had to reaffirm to him, O Prophet of Allah, you're good, you know. You know, I used to cross the border from Canada to America, and we used to get humiliated, 6 hours, 8 hours top of the border, goddamn towel heads, stuff like that. You know, you're hearing all these things, and when you cross the border, when you finally get to your mom's house, you know, your mother hugs you, you're okay, Berta, don't worry about it, you're home now, let's eat some paratha. And, you know, we think about the Prophet, he had no mother to do that for him, you know. He didn't have a father to do that for him, he didn't have, you know, that's why he loved Khadija so much. But Allah said, I'll do it for you. Yasin wal Qur'an al-Hakim, innaka lamin al-mursalin. It doesn't matter what they say, I'm telling you, you're a prophet of Allah, right? So, I mean, definitely that's why when the Prophet would make dua, he would cry, people that went through that experience. So tonight, you know, on Salah 27th night in North America, so we make dua, we cry. And Jazakallah khair for coming on and softening your heart today.
I mean, Jazakallah khair, and that's such beautiful words, mashallah. And I just want to say once again to Sheikh Abdullah, Misrat, Jazakallah khair, you know, for allowing me to be part of this project, and may Allah give us barakah and khair in this, and may it be a means of inspiration and education for thousands of people, millions of people around the world, inshallah.
And thank you, Brother Zain, for singing this and for going through so much, 6 months of work, so many people involved. You know, there's so much in the background. There are more than, for everybody to know, there are, I think, there were 350 different audio tracks, you know, mixed down to 250 or something like that. And then you just sang the song, an entire album, and then just gave it back to the project. Sheesh. And who does that? Like, when I heard that, I was like, who does that? Subhanallah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of infusing prophetic love into your progeny until the day of judgment.
Inshallah.
I don't know how much dua I can make for you to thank you for this.
Amen. Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah. And thank you so much for Miftah Institute for hosting us again. Alhamdulillah.
We're your North American hosts. Okay, we'll be with the arms open. So jazakallah khair, everybody. And so we'll see you all tomorrow. Jazakallah khair.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi. Jazakallah khair.